Tom is the first president for the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council here at this first really major annual meeting event for the organization. I know we're going to have a transition here so that you are the outgoing or will be the past president here. Just thought I'd get some of your thoughts going out of the position here right now where we'll have a new leader.
Well, you know, it's been a fun ride. 2 years in this position as board president, I was actually asked to be the board president by Jeff Bryan, Ron Fagan, and Dave Vandegrind when they started the steering committee for EPIC, and took the role on not knowing what it would turn into. But I am so proud of EPIC and what it's become in a short 2 years. I mean, it's nationally recognized now. The E is gaining acceptance all over the United States and all over the world, and the whole organization is growing. But, you know, there comes a time for change. I've been steering the board for 2 years, and we've done well, and it's time for a change. I need to devote my time to other things and get new people on the board. So it's time. It's a good move.
Well, in the time that you have been in this position, it certainly has gone from just a startup organization to now a staff. I think it's, you know, getting near 20 people on the staff. It has really grown, and that probably speaks, I assume, to the interest and the participation and support of members from around the country.
Well, it is, but you know, when you look at the growth of the of EPIC itself, the industry has grown dramatically over the last 2 years as well. But I think the reason for the growth and the real success of EPIC is due in large part to the board. The board is made up of some very unique individuals, very, very focused on making EPIC what it is today. And, of course, it takes the support from our members and member plans to make it work. But, you know, the board's worked really hard. And I can't say enough nice things about those folks that made every board meeting, made every executive conference call we had to do, and worked overtime to get EPIC to where it is today.
Is there anything that stands out in your mind as something you're most proud of that you've been able to accomplish with EPIC?
Well, I think I don't think there's one thing, to be honest with you. It's a number of things. You know, obviously getting ethanol into the Indy car series has been, and the Le Mans series after that has been a real milestone, and I think probably the thing that most people would relate to. But getting member plants on board, getting the E, is a huge recognition event for us, and if it becomes a national brand, like the mustache does for milk, I think we'll be very proud of that in the future as well. But there's many accomplishments. Those are just two that I'm proud of.
Well, how about looking forward? Any advice you've got for the board or the new person coming in?
Well, I'm not sure who that new person's going to be yet. The board will decide that this afternoon, because immediately after this meeting, they have to hold a board meeting and elect officers. That's part of our bylaws. So that will be announced probably on the website coming up quickly. But I think obviously it'll be somebody from the seasoned crew we already have, and whoever it is will be an excellent board president going forward.
So for people who are probably wondering, what kind of you got vacation plans now? Do a little fishing or golfing or something?
No, nothing that dramatic or nice. No, we've got our Aberdeen Energy plant's going to be starting up in 2 weeks. I've got to focus on that. That's a 100 million gallon Fagan ICM plant, and we're very happy to see that coming up. And I also have taken on some other roles now with this RFNC group, being part of that steering committee. So I'll still be very involved, just not at the board president level.
Great. Well, thank you very much, and congratulations on your time and all the work you've done with this organization. As supporters ourselves, we've just been amazed to see what has happened from that first invitation we had to come to an event in Washington, D.C. a few years ago with this race car thing. It's really been an impressive campaign. Here at the EPIC Annual Meeting, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.